on the furthest page that you have, there are three Torahs. The third Torah is Reish Lamed Daled. There are pieces of three Torahs. And Reish Lamed Daled is what we're up to. We're talking about, everybody has already seen that I'm nervous to go right into talking about Rabbi Nachman's life. Because even though we know more facts about his life than perhaps any of the other Talmidei Baal Shem, because of the careful work of Rabbi Nelson and other Talmidim, afal pi chen, nevertheless, even the simplest details are sayde saydes, are filled with secrets and mysteries, and therefore all that we're allowed to do is to tell the story. Is to tell over the Meisim of the Tzaddik's life. And that's why I felt it was very important that before we actually began to talk about the Tzaddik's life, that we would hear a little bit from him about the inyan of telling Sipurim of Tzaddik. Certainly he would want us to tell his own story with that in mind, in the right framework, the right frame of mind. He wouldn't want us to stop. So therefore we started to learn a little bit. We saw from Chav Tes and from Reish Mem Ches. We're going to learn a little bit from Reish Lamed Daled. This is a very, very big Yisoid. Reish Lamed Daled. And then we're going to also daven a little bit. And then we'll read a part from the Kutei Tfilas. And the Kutei Tfilas are not supposed to be just learned. It's supposed to be davened. So whoever wants to will be able to daven that little piece. And then we'll be prepared Bez Hashem next time to begin to talk about the Tzaddik's life from the accounts of Rabbi Nelson. So let's learn a little bit of Reish Lamed Daled. Storytelling is not a simple thing. And when one is telling story, when one tells stories about a Tzaddik, so it's an avoida, it's a very big avoida. And therefore there are guidelines that Rabbi Nachman provides for us. And it's a little bit scary, because when we look at these guidelines, we feel right away that we're totally unworthy and we don't meet his standards. So we'll see, we'll try our best to understand what is it that those requirements are, and to try as hard as we can to do what we can to tell things in the right way. Da, Rabbi Nachman says, we should know Shesipurim Aisis Mitzadikim, that to tell of the deeds of Tzadikim, to tell Maisis of Tzadikim, Hainu Mima She'er Lahem Hudov Gov Ma'ayin, to tell over what happened, to discuss the experiences of the Tzadikim is a very, very big thing. Hudov Gov Ma'ayin Vaydezeh Nitar Machshavtei. It's not like Lahavdil telling a story about some interesting personality from history or reading a biography. Since it's an avoda, it's a way of serving Hashem's book. Telling a story, telling about a tzaddik's life is mamish an avoda Hashem. And because of that, there are many very, very precious results from telling Sipur Maisis of Tzaddikim. Here, Ibn Achman mentions nitar machshavta, that the mind becomes purified by telling stories of Tzaddikim. Aval iyev shalosav ma'isi shel Tzaddikim, but there is a prerequisite. Iyev shalosav ma'isi shel Tzaddikim ki mishi yochel hidam is atzma l'Hashem esparach. So that, right away we feel pretty bad about that sentence. The only time we're allowed to tell stories of tzaddikim is only a person who mishiyoch lihidama is atzma l'Hashem esbarach, somebody who's able to lihidama is atzma, to resemble kivyochel in the way that the Torah has taught us how to resemble Hashem, to be like Hashem, to be godlike. Only a godlike person can tell sipurim maisis. Dahainu. Now, in this respect, what is the meaning of that lidamais? In what way do we have to resemble Hashem's book? There's a general mitzvah of mahu afata, which is all of our avodas Hashem is Hashem is compassionate and kind. We have to be compassionate and kind, and so on. That's all of our avodas Hashem. Is lehidamis, is to try to be like Hashem. But here Ibn Achman refers to something specific, and he says, "Kim," he says, "Dahainu shiyochel ahavdu ben or v'choshech." A person who is able to distinguish between light and dark, between light and darkness. Just as Hashem makes a clear distinction between light and dark, good and bad, so too, in order to tell Sipur Maisis V'Tzadikim, a person has to be able to make such a distinction. Ki Keneged Kol Maisis Shel Tzadik. Now why is this? And it seems to be very obvious. Why would this be something which is so hard? And why is this something which is required? Ki Keneged Kol Maisis Shel Tzadik Yesh Kenegdai Ra. Everything in creation, as everybody here knows, and as Ibn Achman mentions in a moment, everything exists in that state of Zelum Azeh Asa Helikim. For everything in holiness, there is something in the world of anti-holiness that's opposed to it. And even though one would think that it's supposed to be very, very easy and clear to make such a distinction between good and bad, between that which is holy and that which is keneged, or between Yaakov and Esav, right? So it should be very, very easy to know the chiluk between Yaakov and Esav. The Kotzki used to say that everybody thinks that Esav is like, you know, the way, I don't know if any of you ever got these, like, coloring books that, you know, for the kids, and Esav is like some guy, you know, from Ozone Park or something, or from some rough neighborhood, you know, Bensonhurst, and, you know, with a tattoo and a beer can, and the Kotzki used to say that you think Esav used to wear white, bekish, and a white shtreimel. And he had a nice long white beard, and his peyos were beautifully curled, and it was dripping from the mikveh. It's not so poshut. So Ibn Achman says, "Ki keneged kol ma'aseh shel tzadik, for every ma'aseh there is a tzadik, yesh kenegdai ra. There is a kenegdai. There is for every yankiv there's an esav." Especially for people like ourselves who have grown up in a secular world, where we've become so used to hearing all different kinds of interesting stories, and we've read biographies and autobiographies. In the same way, in the third Torah, which we're going to Mitzvah learn eventually, where Rabbi Nachman talks about the nigunim that you hear from a rasha, that to us we feel that it makes no difference at all. Who's the mechaber of the nigun? What difference does it make? As long as it's a nice nigun. And Rabbi Nachman says to hear a nigun from a rasha, it could ruin your whole avodas Hashem. It could destroy a person to hear a nigun from a rasha, even if it's a fine nigun. But who's the author of the nigun? Allah has come of a kama, how much infinitely more so when we're talking about the life of a person. Shagam lahem, erik yaitzabizah. For every story that you read about a tzaddik and you hear about a tzaddik, you'll hear something in some way that's similar, that's about a rasha, that's about a wicked person. Kagan shumatzino, we see this beferish in a place that's clearly explained in Chazal. So we know that according to Chazal, we're not going to go into the story at all, but those of you who have heard of this, are familiar with it, not, it's very easy to look in the Medrash and see this, that Pinchas once was flying in the air for whatever reason. That Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was perech ba'avir. Uchineged ze yesh ma'aseh sharosha, and keneged that ma'aseh Pinchas. So a person hears about Pinchas, especially when we're children, and they say, "Wow, that's pretty amazing to fly in the air, right?" And then as you get a little bit older and you become more cynical, so then you start to think, "Well, it must be that it meant something else, you know, like he was in a high place." And then you become even more cynical and sophisticated, right? And then you have a different interpretation. And then all of a sudden you read that, you know, there were other people that were also flying in the air. And you see that Bilam, Shagam Bilam Parach Bavim, is a Ma'is of a Rasha, which Chazal have also revealed to us. That Bilam HaRasha, a contemporary, that Bilam HaRasha also is flying. V'chein k'yetze b'zeh. V'chein k'yetze b'zeh. And so it is, all of the story, for every story that you read of a tzaddik, there'll be a similar story that's told of a Rasha. Ki hara l'umas ha-tayv. As I said a moment ago, zeh l'umas zeh also helikim. For every tiny, tiny little bit of holiness in our lives, there is that same bit in the world of Tumah that's trying to make a louder noise than the bit of Kedusha. You have to therefore have a good eye to be able to see the difference between light and darkness. If one has to be a maven. Only a person who knows the difference to make a distinction between light and dark. And that sounds like it's so obvious that something is light and something is dark. Only a person who is able to make this distinction is able to know the difference between Ma'isiyah Shal Tzadik and Ma'isiyah Shal Rishayim. And therefore it's important who tells the story and how and who listens to the story. It's true. Bilam is also flying. Hanami, Bilam is flying. Chazal tells him Bilam is flying. We have Kabbalahs also from our Chachamim that Oysa Ha'ish, that the one who is the object of idolatry in the Christian world, right? That individual, I say, he's whatever, however, he was able to be to do interesting things. He was able to do gewaltig things. He had kaiches. He had certain kaiches. The difference is kizeh misirta de gedusha. That what? That Pinchas. That in order for Pinchas to be able to accomplish that, in order for Pinchas to be able to take off, it came as a result of the Sod of Holiness, and I date Tefillah also through his Tefillahs. That's how Pinchas was able to accomplish that. K'mesh Kosov be'Elisha, as it says by the Navi Elisha, where the king asked Gehazi, tell me some of the Gedolos, some of the Gedolos, of your Rebbe, of Elisha. Let me hear something about the greatness of your Rebbe. The king asked Gehazi, tell me something of the Gedolos of Elisha. Sapra no li ha-Gedolos. That's what the king asked Gehazi. Tell me some Maisi of the Tzaddik. The king wanted to hear Sipuri Tzaddikim. So the key word over here, and as I mentioned the last time, that you have to pay close attention to Rabbi Nachman's use of Lashna Kodesh and of Tanakh, that the word Gidula or Gedolos is a code word throughout Chazal for davening. It means davening. Haynu she'osa hanisim ayde tefillah. There the Gemara tells us b'feirish. The Gemara B'chal is talking about a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash, Tefillah and Torah. And the Gemara there tells us that when Elisha was, that the ability of Elisha to perform miracles was through what? Through Tefillah. Sapra no li ha-gedolos means davening. So the tzaddik's nisim, the nisim, the sipurim of the tzaddik, the stories of the tzaddik's accomplishment, those take place through the ikkar, of course with Torah, but the ikkar is tefillah, korach of tefillah. Of a ma'isis of Rishayim, however, the ma'isis of Rishayim, even though physically they might be equally impressive, and there are things that could have happened that could be quite remarkable. Now we're not denying the fact. Other Rabbi Chazal have told us themselves. I've met people who come from very exotic places, who have sworn to me that they've seen mind-boggling things. And I mean, I don't know if that's maybe part of the diet over there in those places, or maybe these things are happening. I don't know, but some of the stuff is just too amazing. And we're not denying that things can, that there are things that are happening, and that can happen. The difference is between Or and Choshech, between Tefillah, and what Rabbi Nachman says here, Al Ma'isi Yishal Rishoyim Him Ayde Tachbulus Akishev. Tachbulus could be tricks, techniques, or Kishev, or something from the Karech of Tumah, the power of Tumah, Kishev. Or some other karech that's being used from the side of impurity. Which there are such karechs in the world, because Hashem has brought, made the world in such a way. And for any fancy thing that you might have heard from the Baba Sali, there's another fancy thing from India, from one of these places. There's a student of mine, years and years ago, I remember, a Russian fellow. His mother had a horrible growth on her shoulder, and it was a very dangerous thing, and she was by many doctors here in America, and the news was not good, and somebody in the Russian community told her about somebody in Brazil, but not anywhere where any like plane gets to. It was getting off a plane and then like a couple of boats and going on a horse. It was all to go to some shtetl in the dark, deep jungles of Brazil. And they went there to some chvais, an Indian of some sort. The kid told this to me, and I didn't, I heard a lot of things from kids over the years. And I spoke to the woman my parents teach us. I asked the mother. I said, your kid told me a funny thing. I want to ask you. So what did he tell me? He said that the woman had this growth. She went to this place. It took a long time to get to this place. And she comes there. She had to pay like a huge amount of money, like $3, something like that. You could, even without Blue Cross Blue Shield, you could pull that off, you know? She went to this guy. She told this to me also. He didn't even wash his hands. He put his hands on her shoulder and moved his fingers like this, took out the growth. She didn't feel anything, took out the growth, gave it to her, went like this, and there's no blood, there's nothing, and she went home. So this is what the kid told me, and I asked the mother, and she said, that's exactly what happened. She says, you want me? I could send it with my son to show you. She's alive. Okay, that's a pretty impressive thing. But if somebody would ask me, should I go to that guy in Brazil, it's absolutely not. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know how he did that, and I don't want to know how he did it. But there are karechus in the world in that way of zelum azeh and kishif and sitrach is very strong. Nimsa, Rabbi Nachman says, sheikra hefresh sheyedeya rag zeh sheyedeh lahavdol ben or lechayshach. A person who knows the difference between light and dark. And it's not so pashut. We know that we're stumbling in that confusion every day of our lives. That what looks to us like dark is light, and what looks like light is dark. We're not sure. It's obviously not talking about something physical, light and darkness. Haimu ben Rala Toiv, which is a very, very thin strand of hair that separates between the Sitra Kedush and the Sitra Achra. So the question is, if that is the prerequisite for telling the story of a tzaddik and appreciating the story of a tzaddik and giving it over and hearing and so on, so that how do we justify our getting involved bechlal in any of this? So now Rabbi Nachman says something else, and this is Baruch Hashem. I think this is going to help us a lot. This also needs avoid. This also requires avoid. At least we could talk about this and feel a little more comfortable. It says v'gam mi she'ein lo zehadas lahavdil v'cholu. Even a person who's not on this level to be able to clearly distinguish between light and dark, between the tzaddik and the rasha, and the ma'aseh of the tzaddik and ma'aseh of the rasha, to know, to be able to trace everything in this world back to its source, either in Elokus or God forbid in the other side, which is a big avodah. But this person, he says, of a yeshli emunah shleima. But he's a person who's whole in his faith. Emunah Shleima. He doesn't have this Madrega of Das, but he has Emunah Shleima. is great emuna. Shema mina hevdel sheyesh b'neihem. Shema mina hevdel sheyesh b'neihem. Who believes with all of his heart that there's a huge difference between. There's a huge difference between lahavdel, lahavdel, what the Baba Sali did, and what the Rebbe Nitzan did in those tzaddikim, in our generation that we're zeich to see, and the guy in the jungle. Even though I can't explain it, I don't know what or where, but I believe that Munah Shleima, that only a Yid who's Makusha to Hashem's Baruch, and a person who's Shemer HaBris and Shemer Einayim, and a Yid of Kedusha and Tahara, a person who lives with holiness. There was a Maisa that in Yerushalayim years ago, there was a fellow that was looking at people's hands, and he was looking at hands and saying all kinds of things, looking at people's hands. And at that time, the Satan Rav Schusia Gengleina was alive. And they came, and there was a tumult in Yerushalayim about this Yid that he's looking at hands and he sees and all these different things. And they came to the Satan Rav, and the Satan Rav asked, "Is he a Talmud Chacham?" So they said, "No, he's not a Talmud Chacham." So the Satan Rav said, "Then it's Mr. Jacher." It's from the other side. So he said, "Why?" So Satan Rav says, "It says in the Gemara, that when the baby is inside the mother's womb, near Dolak Arashai, right? He's learning the entire Torah with the angel inside the mother's womb. The baby learns the entire Torah with the mother, with the Malach. Near Dolak Arashai, Mabi Misayfa Lamad Sayfa." And he's able to gaze from one end of the world to the other end of the world. One end of the universe to the other end of the universe. He's able to see mamish everything. So some have said, only a person who's learning with a malach and is learning kol ha-Torah kula is mabim misayfa l'mat sayfa. He's able to see from one end of the universe to another. If not, then some have said, "I don't want any chiluk." And there are many stories like that from tzaddikim, where there was somebody. I just heard the other day that one of the chavim told me that there's somebody that shows up occasionally by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, comes all in white, decked in white, looks like mamish tzaddik sadom. Somebody told me that he was by the famous tzaddik in Nahariya, and he mentioned to him that he saw this person by Reb Shimon, and Rabbi David Avachatzer asked, "Oh, this person, this?" No, and he said, "He's a Rosh or Marusha, don't go near him. Stay completely away from that person. I know who he is." I would see that Jew in Meiron, we'd want him with a kvitl, right? But she wouldn't take unless there'd be a pigeon, I'm sure, clothes, then, you know, a little money or some clothes, but we wouldn't know the difference. But we have a Munah Shleima. And if a Yid has a Munah Shleima, there's a chilik. Then he says, "Aval yesh le Munah Shleima shamam and ahev lo sheyesh b'neihem," even though he can't explain, he doesn't know how this works. Gam ze yochel asap ha'maisi shel tzaddikim. So that person can also tell the stories of tzaddikim. So, you know, you could have somebody that hangs on his wall pictures of his favorite, you know, basketball player, a ball player, or somebody that hangs on the wall a picture of some famous actor or something and admires that person. But as long as he knows that there's a difference between that person that he is hanging on the wall, that picture that is hanging on the wall, and the picture of the tzaddik that's on the other wall. And I just was saying this in the house on Friday, we were talking, but I remember that I was once in Eretz Yisrael, and there was something, I was in Machne Yehuda, you know, in the Shuk. And I went to a certain place to, and there was some girls there, and they asked, you know, anything about this Hashkocha, you know, where's the Tuda, where's the certificate? So I asked this Yid, I asked the Jew that owned this thing, you know, where's your Tuda, you know? So he said, he points out that he has a picture of the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Baba Sali and, you know, a few other tzaddikim of the, you know, he says to me, tzaddikim. So I said to him, "If your picture was up there and they were serving the food, then I would buy the food over here. The problem is, their picture's over there and you're the one that's dishing out the food, and I don't want to eat it." You know, that's a little bit of a chiluk. A person has to know that there's a difference between the two, you know? And if a person has a munish shleima that there's a difference, so then he says, This person could also tell the stories of tzaddikim. That he believes in Emunah Shleima, that what does it mean to get the Yid, a good Jew? And that Klai Yisrael is accepting, Klai Yisrael knows that they're a get the Yid, that they're good Jews, that they're holy Jews. And that there's a difference between saying that this president or this king or this politician or this actor or this ball player is gewaldig. Well, this person is a very kind person. Albert Schweitzer was a very nice person. He saved many lives, and he went to live on an island with people who had all kinds of contagious diseases. It was gewaldig. I remember I was very impressed when I read the biography of Albert Schweitzer in third grade, and I thought, this is a tzaddik. And I went to my father with this book. I had, you know, like one of those children's books, and it was all about Albert. You heard about Albert Schweitzer? He was a hush of a person. And I went and I brought it to my father, and he looked at me, please forgive me, I'm sure my father wouldn't mind me telling this over to you, but my father said, ugly. So, you have to understand, I mean, that's a European Jew that talks that way, so please don't take that the wrong way. So, I was a little bit taken aback even at the time. I said, but Daddy, you know, he did this to me. So my father said, a nice guy. He's a nice guy. But my father said, that don't mix things up. He's a nice person, and he'd do good things. And I'm sure the sister Teresa was a gewaldige person. She did very chashuva things, so she gave her life to help people who needed help. But it becomes complicated when a person starts to think that it's a tzidkus, this is a tzidkus, and they start to speak about and forget that Hamavdil ben Arla Cheshech has been Yisrael La'amen, that there's a chilik. And the Yid has a munah shleima, and a tzaddik. And what it means, a tzaddik, and the chilik between a tzaddik and someone who's not from that world. So he says, that the Amunah has to be very strong and very clear. It should be that when you tell the story of a tzaddik, that you mamish can, you should try to close your eyes and see that happening. It's so, you believe it so strongly that you can see it happening with your eyes, mamish. Bechinas is sim sosim bagalia can move makom achman. We'll talk about that a different time. What that means is there shemuv u'bemedrash lahavdo ben ha'or uben achoshech. So there's a very difficult medrash that all the mafarshim are talking about. What does it mean when it says in Bereishis that Hashem made a distinction between light and darkness? So Chazal say or what does it mean light? Elam asem shel tzaddikim. That's referring to the actions of tzaddikim. Achoshech elam asem shel rishayim. This is where Rabbi Nachman got this whole thing from. And Choshech, darkness, is Masem Shal Yishayim, Chazal say. So therefore, who is the one who resembles Hashem? Hashem was Mavdu ben Or L'Choshech, and Chazal tells it means that Hashem is Baruch made a distinction between what? The actions of the tzaddikim, of the righteous, and the actions of the Rishayim. Hainu, Shemaisi is Shel Tzaddikim, Hein Bechinas Or. The actions of the tzaddikim, everything the tzaddik does, Bechinas Or, is light. Even though it might look to you, it might seem that the Rosh is doing something as impressive as what the Tzaddik did. Or the way of his life is a person that has denied himself all the pleasures of this world, and he lives a spiritual, aesthetic life, and so on. And he's some guru that sits on a mountain, and he denies himself all pleasures, like when he comes here to one of Avodah Zarah, who's alive now in the world, from the eastern part of the world. So it looks like he's a person that lives mamish and is self deprivation, and his whole life is given to the other. So a hepech ma'asi sharishan b'chinas chayshach is darkness. A person who knows the difference to make a distinction between light and dark. Yochel asap ma'asi shasadikim kanal. He could tell the stories of tzaddikim, but like there's a nitamach shavton, his thoughts will come purified. Gam nitzal mitzaros. Rabbi Nachman had something else, and we know this is a very, very big thing. That when a person tells stories of tzaddikim, not only does it purify your thoughts, but it can save you from all kinds of tzaros. One of the inyanim of telling stories of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and other tzaddikim, but especially the Baal Shem, but all tzaddikim, I might say Shabbos, when we're crossing over from what? From the light of Shabbos into the darkness of Chol. At that time we're saying, Hamavdu ben Kaish l'Chol, Hamavdu ben Ur l'Cheshib ben Yisrael HaAmim, when we're thrown into the confusion, it's not so clear to us what's light and what's dark. Shabbos is Kulei Ur. But during the week, we're confused. So there's such a big inyan to tell stories of tzaddikim at the Shabbos. It's a big avodah at the Shabbos. Every person should tell stories of tzaddikim at the Shabbos. At least one story. To sit and to watch, to sit over Malka, and to read a story, and to tell over Maisa from tzaddikim. It's nitamach shavtik. It purifies the thoughts. So going into the confusion of the 6 days of the week, you'll be able to have your head on straight and to bring Shabbos mamish into chol. And gam nitzel mitzaros, and it saves a person from tzaros mamish. Rabbi Nachman in Sefer Amidah says it in a few places. If you look in the Sefer Amidah on the tzaddik, he talks about this a few times how it saves you from tzaros. Ki bilbul hadas. He begins moichin de katnis. What is confusion? Bilbul hadas is the 6 days of the week. That's when Or and Choshech are mixed together. Now we want to be able to serve Hashem in a clear way, and in order to do that, what we're struggling for all of our lives is to separate between light and darkness, which we now learn means, in the process of creation, Hashem made a separation between tzaddikim and Rishonim, between light and darkness. It's very, very confusing to us. So Rabbi Nachman says, Bilbul Hadas, confusion, is Moichin de Katnis. That's called a small awareness. Moichin de Katnis. When a person's mind is in a state of smallness, a person's awareness is limited. Moichin de Katnis. And in that place of Moichin de Katnis, what's this? It should be chiluk between Albert Schweitzer and between Chreis, this tzaddik or that tzaddik. And you read a story in the Gemara about Rabbi Yechim and Zaki, and you say, okay, Rabbi Yechim and Zaki was a very nice person, and I know other nice people. I know all these people. And I used to have all the pictures of the Yankees when I was a kid on my wall, especially Mickey Mantle. I was a very, very big Mickey. I don't know if you even heard of him. I mean, the older Chever for sure, but I grew up Mickey Mantle, and I was always talking about Mickey Mantle, and I had pictures all over the wall, and my father told me the same thing. It's okay to know that he's a very good ball player, that's for sure. I'm not taking away that any of that. But I told my father, he's not only that, he's a very nice person. And he signs autographs for little children. He loves everybody. And, you know, and then I remember my father said, that's a shaker. So again, I was very upset. And my father has this old-fashioned view of the world. And then I remember when Jim Bouton put out his book, Ball 4. You know what I'm talking about? I see somebody nods of the heads of acknowledgement. Oy vey. I remember how depressed I was from that book. It wasn't only a shikah, it was a galerayas. I look at the zachen, you know. And I was so broken by that because I didn't make a distinction between what kind of a ball player he was. He was a great ball player. And what kind of a person he was. And it's very, very easy to lose sight of that. And when a person is confused, and it's a major part of the confusion nowadays. And so I mentioned very often, so you have this, like, you know, the personalities who are admired in our society, it's a pacha, right? So a person is in a place of moichin de katnis, and in moichin de katnis, when you're in a place of small understanding and immature awareness, so big people are small and small people are big, and you don't know what's important. You just don't know what's important. You're in a place of bilbul hadas. And what does that bring? When we said boin saras, saras comes from confusion. Saras comes from bilbul hadas. We're going to learn later on. Rabbi Nachman says over and over again that when a person has das, and his das, when he's in control of his das, then in his life, no evil that befalls him chalila could take him away from his emuna. And the only has to upon him is when a person is lacking in das. That's it. When a person doesn't have das, a mature awareness that's filled with kedushin, that's filled with amunah, to be able to distinguish between right and wrong, and good and dark, and good and bad, and light and darkness, so mizeh boin tzaris, all tzaris come from that. Ki moichin de katnis emchines din. Because moichin de katnis, again, these are all yisaitis that we're going to talk about much more later on. Moichin de katnis, when a person's in that place of immature awareness, that's called dinim. Dinim always limits. Din, gvur, dinim means when something is lacking in expansiveness, and it's limiting, and it's constricting. And all sorrows come from dinim. When a person's in a place of confusion, and moichin de kitnis, and moichin de katnis, when a person is in moichin de katnis, then he's living in a way of looking at life. He looks at life in a very constricted, very tiny, limited, narrow way. And that narrowness always gives birth to dinim, and dinim chalila gives birth to tzaris. But tzaddikim, everything about the tzaddik, and all the stories of tzaddikim, meichin the godless, you're talking about people, mamish meichin the godless. About people, every single moment of their lives are living with godless. And not only that, that's what we learned a few minutes ago, b'chinas hamor ha-godl, godless is that the whole koy, I'm sorry, I skipped the line, see, my sister said, because it's mechin the godless, which goes, sapin ali as ha-godless, like we learned about Elisha. That Elisha, the miracles that the ma'isim of Elisha, the supreme ma'isis of the tzaddik, of the Navi, are all stories of godless. Sape no li es hagedolos. Tell me about the great things of Elisha, about the tzaddik, the great things. Everything about the tzaddik is great. Greatness. Greatness means it all comes from the sitra tekdusha, it all comes from tefillah, it all comes from avoda, it comes from mikveh, it comes from learning, it comes from those things. That's sape no li es hagedolos. And that's b'chinas hamor ha-godl. And that is the light of the sun. Some of you were here Matzah Shabbos, and I was talking about that. We were learning the inyan of the tzaddik, and the tzaddik is, remember, k'tzeis ha-shemesh b'gvirosai. I have of k'tzeis ha-shemesh b'gvirosai, it says in Pasuk. That those who are the beloved of Hashem, and those who love Hashem, the tzaddikim, it's k'tzeis ha-shemesh b'gvirosai, remember? Everywhere the tzaddik is brings godless and life, and it makes you want to be a bigger person, a better person. And when you see a tzaddik and you hear the stories of a tzaddik and you close your eyes and you try to picture the story, you want to be a bigger person, you want to be a better person, you want to be a bigger yid, you want to do good things and big things. That's all the story we were learning about that in Matzah Shabbos. We spoke about the Evan Taiva that Avraham Avinu was wearing, and whoever looked at the Evan Taiva would become healed. And the healing power that we learned about from the Sfarim HaKadosh was not a stone that you could buy in the shop, but it was the Midas HaHava, the Midas HaChesed of Avraham Avinu, that when you looked at Avraham Avinu, when you see the tzaddik, you're healed. That doesn't mean life is necessarily good. As we spoke about Masech Shabbos, you still might have tzaras, chalila, but then you have das, and you have an emerchim the godless, and when there's emerchim the godless, so then you believe that there's a reason for the tzaras. It's not because God forbid the world is just dumb, but you believe and you have das, and you know that everything is l'tayvascha, everything is for your good. And when you see the tzaddik, and you talk about the tzaddik, so then you lift yourself up to a place of emerchim the godless. By Dezer, and then you become like the great luminary, like the sun. By Dezer, Metahe Machshavta, Machshavas Ros, and that purifies your thoughts. That's what I wrote when I learned this. I wrote down here that in the Sefer Midas, I should check Lemaise again, but in the Sefer Midas, in the second Chayik of Sefer Midas by Tzadik, at the beginning it says, it's not in the Kudaman, I wrote it down here, I day Sipur Maisi Yeshe Tzadik and Mamshich and Orish al Mashiach Bailam, V'doicha Harbe Choshech V'tzaris Mahailam. Rabbi Nachman says in Sefer Midas, that when you tell stories of tzaddikim, you're drawing from the light of Mashiach. That's what Rabbi Nachman says here, the Mo'ar HaGadol, the great luminary. When Mashiach comes, as we learn Matzah Shabbos, then the Or HaLavana will be Ka'or Shivas Hayam, and the Or HaChama, the light of the sun, will be what? Shivasayim, will be seven times, right? The light of Mashiach will be seven times what it is now. That's the Mo'ar HaGadol. So Rabbi Nachman says that when you tell stories of tzaddikim, you're drawing even now into the darkness of Golos, you're drawing what? From the unbelievable light of the end of time, which is the light of Mashiach Tzikenu, which is the Mo'ar HaGadol, which is Shiva Sayim, which is seven times the light. The light means that you're able to then see things clearly for what they really are. You're able to see things for what they really are. That means now, even though we're in a room and there's a lot of light here, but that doesn't mean that we see things correctly. The Indian of Irish or Mashiach, the light of Mashiach, is to see things for what they really are, what's really good and what's really not good, and to see things carefully. So therefore, Menachem says in the Sefer Amidus, so when a person tells stories of tzaddikim, he's mamshech, he's drawing into the world now from that light that's going to be revealed with Mashiach, and through that he's doicha harbe choshech v'tzaras min ha'olam. Through that light of Mashiach, you're able to drive away much darkness and mimela, much of the tzaras of the world, by telling ma'isis of tzaddikim. There was a ma'isa with Rabbi Nachman there was a maestro that Rabbi Nachman's daughter, Udl, was very sick. And he was, I don't remember the exact lashon, but he was mitzta'ar harbe. And he had a lot of anguish from that. His daughter was very sick, and he was sitting by her and staying with her and watching her and davening for her. And it says that he fell asleep. Rabbi Nachman fell asleep, and in his sleep he saw his great grandfather, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh told him, "Migdal Yeshua is Malkai v'Sechesel u'Meshichai." Migdal Yeshua is Malkai, that if you tell great stories and magnify, meaning you reveal the greatness, we're learning about Gedolus, right? Migdal Yeshua is Malkai, Man Malchei Rabbanan, about Tzaddikim. If you tell the greatness of Tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov told him Nachman, if you tell all the stories about the greatness of Tzaddikim, Magdal Yeshua is Malkai, the greatness of the, if you tell great things of the kings, who are the kings? The Tzaddikim, Manalchei Rabbanim, the Tzaddikim are kings. If you tell over their greatness, Oysa Chesed L'Meshichai. Meshicha, Baal Shem Tov told Rabbi Nachman, is a lashon of Sicha. Meshich is what? Messiah means to tell a story. Oysa Chesed L'Meshichai. Then the Baruch Shlomo, what? If you tell stories of the Tzaddikim, Adli Yeshua is Malkai, then Oysa Chesed L'Meshichai. Then the Baruch Shalom will perform a kindness for the one who tells the story. Mashiach is a lashon of what? Is a lashon of sicha, of telling over. Mashiach ilmin, right? Telling over a story. And then the Baal Shem Tov told him, ubefrat, and particularly, for those who are descendants of David HaMelech. Because Rabbi Nachman was from David HaMelech, the Baal Shem Tov was from David HaMelech. Ubefrat, because Migdal Yeshua's Malkai. Vayse Chesed L'Meshichai is for every Jew that tells a story of Tzaddikim. What? It'll bring all kinds of Chesed. Ubefrat, and particularly if you're Mamish, what? From the Malchus of David HaMelech. So Rabbi Nachman woke up from that dream, and he told over, it says, he told over three stories of the Maharsha. And then his daughter had a refuah. He told over three Maisim from the Maharsha, and the I don't know what the Maisim, but it's three stories of the Maharsha, and the daughter had a Yeshua. That's the Mor HaGadol, that's taking from the light of Mashiach Mamish and bringing it into our world. So therefore could bring all kinds of refuahs from Yeshua. So it is a Mitaya Machshavtu Mi Machshavas Rois. And it has that benefit of what? Of being Mitahir, of purifying the mind from all kinds of Machshavas Rois, from all kinds of bad thoughts. You don't know how to get, what am I going to do to get rid of this Machshava? When you tell stories of Tzaddikim, it's a gewaldige thing. Why does a person have machshavas rows? Why does a person have bad thoughts, negative thoughts, destructive thoughts, impure thoughts? All of that comes from meichin dekatnis. It comes from a silly, immature way of looking at the world. It's because you're not able to distinguish between right and wrong, between light and darkness, between the stories of Tzaddikim and the stories of Yeshayim. So you're interested in the stories of Yeshayim. So that's why a person watches a television show. He looks on the internet. He looks at this. He looks at that book. He wants to see Sipurim Maaseis of Yeshayim, right? So a person falls into Meichin Dekatnis, especially here in America, where an average person who grew up in the secular world has like files and files of all kinds of Maaseis Shel Rishayim, and then the person that brings Dinim and Tzaros, and a person has all kinds of Machshavas Rosh, bad thoughts that generate other thoughts and negative thoughts and so on, and all of these come from Meichin Dekatnis. Vaydezeh Mamtikat Tzaros VaDinim. You see what an avoid it is. And when you tell stories of Tzaddikim, you're mamtik, you're sweetening all the tzaras, all the dinim, and you break down all of those walls of katnas, and you tell stories of sapanalias, of gedolos, your mamish are lifted up into a place of what? Of gedolos, of greatness, through telling the story of the tzaddik. Shekulam hem b'chinas marichim the katnas. Because all of the dinim and all the tzaras come as a result of what? Of moichin the kafnas, of constricted and small awareness. Now, after we learn at least this part of the Torah, there's more to this Torah. So now, if you look at the tefillah that I first started from Lakutei Tefillah, the first chelik tefillah kuf hei. On the first started page, of those of you that still have it, if not, so then look on with somebody else, or listen, and then you can first start. It's in the first chelik of Lakutei Tefillah, the tefillah kuf hei. The greatest tzaddik, of course, is Hashem. The Baal Tanya, I think, used to say that the two biggest tzaddikim, the biggest tzaddik in Shemayim is the Baruch Shalom. The biggest tzaddik on earth is Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. That's what he used to say. The Baruch Shalom is also a tzaddik. Gedoy l'maase Hashem. Therefore, the actions of Hashem are called Gedoy l'maase Hashem. Magod l'maasecha Hashem. Right? The greatest stories are the stories of Hashem's work. Gedoy l'maase Hashem. When we learn Torah, we're telling stories about Hashem as well. Gedoy l'maase Hashem, Jerusalem, Mekol Chavtzayim, for all those who seek to understand and to learn. Mor Rabbi Masech Hashem, Kulam Mechach, Masisa, Molos, Kinech, Magod l'maasech Hashem, Morid Omku, Mashav Esech. But Hashem's actions are great. Magod l'maasech Hashem, and His thoughts are very deep. So now comes the tefillah. So Ibn Osen, on this Torah that we just learned, Reish Lamed Aleph, Ibn Osen had the following tefillah. And this Mitzvah will be our preparation for next week, when we'll begin Bez Hashem to talk about, to go through some of the Maisias of Rabbi Nachman himself. Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Ata Hakel Oiseh Pela, you are a God who does wondrous things, who does wonders. Va'ata Oiseh Neflos B'chol Dor V'dor, and Ribbono Shel Olam, you do wondrous things in each generation. Through the true tzaddikim in each generation. As we have heard from our fathers, from our parents, from our grandparents, from our ancestors, all the wondrous and miraculous great things and moves in the room and miraculous things that took place. Asher asisa b'chol dor v'dor. Ayvei tzadikecha ha-mitim b'mais oylam ad ha-yom hazeh. Through your true tzadikim from the beginning of time to this day. V'gam b'dor hazeh. And even in this generation. Okay, Rabbi Nosson wrote this a couple of years ago. But even now, the gam b'dor hazeh, b'vaday nimtzayim tzaddikim b'alimayfsim amitim. Even in our generation, there are certainly tzaddikim who are able to perform true miracles. B'alimayfsim amitim. U'v'chein. Therefore, zakeini b'rachamecha harabim. Rabbi Shalom, in your great compassion and love, zakeini. Give me the schus. I should have the schus. And purify me. V'azreini v'hishyeni v'chaskeini v'amtseini. And help me and save me and strengthen me. Strengthen me, empower me, encourage me. She'ezke l'saper sipur maisis mitzadikim amitim. Rabbi Shalom, help that my whole life I should be zeiche to tell stories of true tzadikim. Not just miracle stories. Remember I told you about one of Rabbi Nachman's talmidim. I told you 2 weeks ago, and somebody asked him, "You'll buy Rabbi Nachman, tell me some Sipurim Ma'asis, tell me some miracle stories." So he said, "Look at me, I'm a nice myself. When I first met Rabbi Nachman, I was nothing. And now look at me. I myself am a miracle." So Rabbi Nelson says that the tefillah should be that what? We should be Zaycha, that each and everyone should be Zaycha to tell over Sipurim Ma'asis, Mitzadikim, Amitim, to tell stories of true Tzadikim. Mikol Masha'ov Aleim B'Yemeim. To talk about all the things that they went through, all the experiences of their lives. What they themselves went through, and not only what the tzaddik himself experienced, but the children of the tzaddik, and all those who were attached to the tzaddik, to talk about what they went through. The story of Rabbi Nosson's life has been translated into English through Fire and Water. It's unbelievable. Yeah, something to see. The kol ha'isus v'hamayfsim ha'gedolim v'hanayroim she'osu ba'olim bezgalia bezkasya. We should be able to talk over and to tell stories of the great and wondrous things that they did. Those in the alma bezgalia, in the revealed world, and bezkasya, and in the concealed world, that it was not always things that were open miracles, but how in very mysterious ways people's lives were changed and Klal Yisrael was affected. And help us to tell over the stories of all the wondrous methods and paths of how these tzaddikim revealed godliness in the world. That you were able to draw into the world. Hakol eskel l'shmaya heitev. Baruch Hashem, help me to hear these things in a true way, in a good way. I should be zeichet to hear them mamish, not just with my ears, but with my heart also. V'losuach u'losapa behem tomid, and may I always be zeichet to tell over the story to others that I heard with my own ears and my own heart. Yimolet pi tehilosim, and Hashem, help me that my mouth should be filled with the praise of tzaddikim. Kol hayom tefartam, all day to speak of their glory. Ki tehilosim hi tehilosha. Because the splendor and the beauty and the greatness of the tzaddik is only a way of telling Hashem your greatness and your splendor. Because their greatness is only a reflection, as we learned. Their greatness is only a reflection of your greatness, Hashem. And the reason that we admire and love the tzaddik is because he resembled you more than any of us. And we want to talk about you. And the closest we can get to talking about you is by talking about the tzaddik. Ki te'ilosam hi te'ilosha. Nisefartam hi tefartacha. And their splendor and glory is your splendor and glory. So therefore, zakeni lasik v'zeh b'chal yayim v'yayim. Rabbi Shalom, help me that I should be isik in this every single day. You see what I meant? What an avoid it is. To tell stories of true tzaddikim, in the Midrash he talks about this too, that I should be zeichet by talking about the tzaddik, that I'm able to draw from that tzaddik's kedusha into my life, that it'll lift me up and make me greater, like we're learning a moich in the goddess and take me out of my smallness and my confusion. And when you talk about a particular tzaddik, then that particular tzaddik had a, with all of his great things, there was a certain thing about him that was greatest. And when you talk about that and tell stories, it affects you in that way. And it brings that koyach into your life. And through this I will be zeichem as Hashem, to purify all my thoughts from the confusion, from all alien and inappropriate thoughts, and external thoughts, from all inappropriate and negative feelings and thoughts, which of course all come from meichin the katnas, from what, from that small, immature way of looking at the world and the confusion. And Hashem, help me that I should be able to leave that way of meichin the katnas and enter into the way of meichin the godless. And through that, Hashem, save me and redeem me from all tzaras, and we call Yisurim from all suffering, and we call many dinim shavalim, and all dinim, all judgment, and all difficulties of this world, shekulam nimshachem mebilbal hadas meichin dekatnas, because all of the suffering of the world comes from confusion and meichin dekatnas. Va'ata, and you Hashem, v'achamecha rabim, with your great love and compassion, tefdeini v'satzileini mekulam, redeem me and save me from all of these tzaras and bilbulim and Yisurim. By helping me all of my life to be Isaac, to be occupied in the stories of tzaddikim amitim, shemchinas meichin the godless, because the tzaddikim were themselves meichin the godless. They were themselves that great and heightened awareness of your presence and your greatness in this world. So this is just all by way of hakdama. And this tefillah should accompany us all the time as we begin in Mitzvah next week, to start to talk about the tzaddik and tell over at least those pratim that were revealed to us by his Talmidim and Befrat Rebbe Nosson, and then hopefully we'll be a little bit more in a place of Meichin the Godless, that we'll be able to then start to learn the Kutum Aran in a good way, that a way that will build us up into becoming bigger and better Yidden. Shkoyah.